خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط والوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. A short chapter from the book of Sheikh Abdullah Siraj al-Din al-Halabi رضي الله عنه, which he compiled regarding the Shama'il of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Shama'il means the exceptional qualities of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Shama'il being the plural of Shamila, which means any perfect quality which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Those perfect qualities were then contained in works such as this Shama'il and works of other imma like Imam Al-Qadi Iyad radiallahu anhu and the Shama'il of Imam At-Tirmizi and other such works. A chapter in there deals, in this book deals with the knowledge of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, si'atu ilmihi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the broadness of his knowledge sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa kathratu ulumihi, and the vastness of his knowledges and types and sciences which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, allati la yuhsiha illa Allah ta'ala, no one is able to comprehend the knowledge of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those sciences which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave him that knowledge. الَّذِي أَصَابَهَا عَلَيْهِ, the one who gave him that broad knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who is able to comprehend the knowledge of the last messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَاسِعَ الْعِلْمِ, that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was broad in knowledge. عَظِيمَ الْفَهْمِ, and he had great understanding sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَفَاضَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْعُلُومَ النَّافِعَةَ الْكَثِيرَةَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam much beneficial knowledge. Beneficial knowledge. وَالْمَعَارِفَ الْعَالِيَةَ الْوَفِيرَةَ وَقَدْ أَعْلَنَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِسِعَةِ عِلْمِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Such so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced the knowledge of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his kitab, in the kitabullah, in the Al-Quran, the last book. وَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon you a book, meaning Al-Quran, Al-Kitab, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and wisdom. Whenever the term Al-Hikmah comes in the Quran, this is referring to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam walked, the way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam talked, the way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ate, all these actions of him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam fall under Al-Hikmah, which is known as the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has revealed upon you a book and the hikmah, meaning the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا, that he taught you that which you do not know. And the fadl, the virtue which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was vast and great, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him more than which he gave any other human before him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and after him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hence the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in a hadith narrated in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari and the Sahih of Imam Muslim, which says, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَعَلَمَكُمْ بِاللَّهِ أَنَا, verily the most God-fearing or the most God-weary from you and the most knowledgeable of you by Allah is me, meaning him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And in another narration, I am the most learned of you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, وَمَنْ تَدَبَّرَ فِي تَعَالِيمِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, whomsoever does tadabbur, to study the Qur'an and look over the Qur'an and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِرُسُلُهِ, for his messengers, وَأَنْبِيَائِهِ, and his prophets, عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, الْوَارِذَةِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ, anyone who looks at these attributes of the Anbiya and the Rusul as portrayed in the Qur'an, يَتَّدِحُ لَهُ جَلِيًا أَنَّ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that verily it will become clear for him that our Master sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, قَدْ عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عُلُومًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him much uloom, sciences. هِيَ أَكْثَرُ وَأَوْفَرُ وَأَجْمَعُ وَأَعَمُّ, that these sciences number vast numbers of knowledges that one cannot comprehend them, and they are comprehensive as well. وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى قَالْ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, that he taught you that which you did not know. Now here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ, the term here فَجِئَ بِمَا, and this مَا, whenever مَا comes in, it is it's general, it comes with a general meaning. Here لِلْعُمُومُ وَالشُّمُولُ, and it is comprehensive as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he taught you that which you did not know, meaning generally, uloom, which any common human cannot comprehend regarding him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rawa al-Hafidh Abu Bakr ibn A'iz an ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma that al-Hafidh Abu Bakr ibn A'iz narrates from Sayyiduna ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma annahu qal that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sorry, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said, لما ولد النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, when the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was born, قال في أذنه, it was said in his ears, or said in his ears, رضوان, رضوان خازن الجنان. رضوان is the keeper of the Jannah, and he's whispered in the ears of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أبشر يا محمد, receive glad tidings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا بَقِيَ لِنَبِيٍ عِلْمٌ إِلَّا وَقَدْ أُعْثِيتَهُ, that there has not remained for any prophet any type of knowledge except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that knowledge. فَأَنْتَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عِلْمًا, that you are the most knowledgeable of them. وَأَشْجَعُهُمْ قَلْبًا, and the most bravest of heart from them. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And a hadith narrated in the Sahihain, the wordings of Imam Muslim being عن أنس رضي الله عنه, from Anas رضي الله عنه, أن الناس سألوا نبي الله, that the people questioned the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حتى أحفوه بالمسألة, until they increased their questioning on him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فخرج ذات يوم, he came out one day, فسعد المنبر, and he ascended the pulpit and said, سلوني, ask me, لا تسألوني عن شيء إلا بينته لكم, you do not ask me of any one thing except that I will explain that one thing to you. And in another hadith, إلا أخبرتكم به ما دمت في مقام هذا, except that I informed you of that thing as long as I remain in this place or station of mine, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When the people heard this, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ الْقَوْمُ أَرَمُّ, they became quiet, وَرَهِبُوا, and they feared him, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, أَنْ يَكُونَ بَيْنَ يَدَيِّ أَمْرٍ قَدْ حَضَرْ, they feared some type of punishment may descend on them for asking the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam too many questions. Hence, فَجَعَلْتُ أَلْتَفِتُ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu reports this narration, says that I began to turn to my right and turn to my left, looking at each individual. فَإِذَا كُلُّ رَجُلٍ لَافٍ رَأْسَهُ فِي ثَوْبِهِ يَبْكِي, that every one individual has his head wrapped in a cloak, crying. فَأَنْشَأَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْمَسْجِدِ, that a man began from the mosque. كَانَ يُلَاحَ فَيُدْعَى لِغَيْرِ أَبِيهِ, people would accuse him of having other than his father as his father. So he said, فَقَالَ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ مَنْ أَبِي, O Messenger of God, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is my father? فَقَالَ أَبُوكَ حُذَافَةُ, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, your father is Hudhafa. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam informed him, your father is such and such. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأَ عُمَرَ بُنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فَقَالَ, so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu noticed that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was angry. So he said to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رَضِينَ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا, we are satisfied and pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Lord. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, and as Islam as our religion away. وَبِسَيْدِنَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ رَسُولًا, and with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as a messenger. أَعِذًا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ سُوءِ الْفِتَنِ, we do ta'awuz, a'iz, we seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of tribulation. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ, so the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ replied, لَمْ أَرَكَ الْيَوْمِ قَطُّ فِي الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ, I did not see a day like this in good and in evil. Inni suwirat li al-jannatu wal-nar, that verily the Jannah, the paradise, many people translate Jannah as heaven. Heaven refers to the skies and what is above us. However, Jannah is paradise. Jannah and the hellfire were displayed in front of me. فَرَأَيْتُهُمَا دُونَ هَذَا الْحَائِطِ, and I seen them two being displayed to me on this wall, in the wall of the mosque of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
فَلْيَعْتَبِرْ الْمُعْتَبِرُ فِي قَوْلِهِ لَا تَسْأَلُونِ عَنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا بَيَّنْتُهُ لَكُمْ.
Hence a person should look at he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not ask me about a thing except that I will give you information or I will explain that thing to you. This shows the level of knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hence he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered to say, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِ عِلْمًا, say, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Hence, it is mentioned also that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would do the dua, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika astaghfiruka Allahumma li dhambi wa as'aluka rahmatak. Here, dhamb, when dhamb is used with regards to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it does not mean sin. It does not mean a sin, because the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam are free from sinning. And this in itself is a chapter which we can deal in a later week insha'Allah ta'ala. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma zidni ilma wa la tuzigh qalbi ba'da idh hadaytani wa habli min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. And he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would say, Allahumma anfa'ni bima allamtani, O Allah, benefit me with that which you have taught me. Meaning knowledge is that which one benefits from. Hence, if people consider memorizing books from cover to cover and they do not benefit from their knowledge, they do not know the rank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not know the rank of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they do not know how to pray 5 times a day, they do not know how to perform istinja, they do not know how to keep fast a siyam, then there is no benefit of their knowledge. So he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would say, Allahumma anfa'ni bima allamtani, O Allah, benefit me with that which you have taught me, wa'allimni bima yanfa'uni, and teach me that which will benefit me, وَزِدْنِ عِلْمًا, and increase me in knowledge. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ حَالِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, that Alhamdulillah in every state, however I seek refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the state of the people of hellfire. So whenever we say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, we should add Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal wa a'udhu billahi min hali ahli an-nar, that I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the condition of the people of the hellfire. Hence, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam such knowledge, it started off with the Qur'an, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an upon Him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And we know that the first of the Qur'an which was revealed to Him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And then from there, after these first five verses of the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to reveal more of the Qur'an upon Him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as narrated in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari radiyallahu anhu in Kitab Bad'il Wahi, the book of the beginning of revelation. Hence, an Aisha radiyallahu anha, on the authority of Aisha radiyallahu anha, she says, قالت أول ما بدأ به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من الوحي, that the first thing which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began with in terms of his wahi, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
الرؤيا الصادقة في النوم, which was a true vision which he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would see in his sleep. فكان لا يرى رؤيا إلا جاءت مثل فلق الصبح. And he would not see any one vision in his sleep except that it would come as clear as day or the dawn. It would come clear as dawn, meaning the reality of that vision would come true for him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. ثم حبب إليه الخلاء, until became beloved to him solitude, staying in solitude, in loneliness. And he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would go to the cave of Hira. فكان يخلو بغار حراء, and he would go to the cave of Hira. فيتحنث فيه, وتحنث means ibadah, a form of ibadah, which the muhaddithun, they say that the form of the ibadah was not fully transmitted to us regarding him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. الليالي ذوات العدد, and he would spend much a night in the cave of Hira. وكان يتزود لذلك حتى جاءه الحق وهو بغار حراء. And he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would take much provision, يتزود لذلك حتى جاءه الحق, until came to him the truth. Now the truth here is referring to the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فجاءه الملك فقال له اقرأ, and a malak, a angel came to him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The angel referred to here is Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam. فقال له اقرأ, and the angel said to him, read. فقال ما أنا بقارئٍ, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am not a reciter, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was not taught by any man to recite sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rather, his knowledge was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, if man had taught him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to read and write, then those who accused the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam of forging the Quran, they would have had much of an argument against him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Come to the front. فقال فأخذني فغطني. The angel took hold of me and squeezed me. فغطني, the angel squeezed me. حتى بلغ مني الجهد, until came out of me the sweat and tiredness of him صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. ثم أرسلني, then he let go of me. فقال اقرأ, فقلت ما أنا بقارئ. And the angel said, recite. And I said, I am not a reciter. قال فأخذني فغطني الثانية. The angel held me and squeezed me again. حتى بلغ مني الجهد, until he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam became tired. Now, some scholars have also noted upon this that Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some narrations, burst out a sweat from squeezing him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Considering that Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam was an angel with 600 wings, and if he showed his real form, his wings would cover the east and the west. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي فَقَالْ اِقْرَأْ فَقُلْتُ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئْ. According to other scholars here, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئْ is not مَا نَافِيَة, it is not the ma of negation. Rather, it is the ma of su'al. Ma ana biqari, what shall I recite? Because the angel said to him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that recite, and he said, ma ana biqari, what shall I recite? This is one weak interpretation. قال فأخذني فغطني الثالثة. Then the angel held me and squeezed me again. ثم أرسلني, and then he let go of me again. فقال اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق إلى آخر الحديث, until the end of the hadith. Hence we understand from this that he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at first was given knowledge with the Quran. When the Quran was revealed upon him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in knowledge.
Hence, with regards to the verse which the brother recited in Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'an, that Ar-Rahman, meaning the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 'allama al-Qur'an, the one who has taught al-Qur'an. And whom did he teach this Qur'an? خلق الإنسان, he created man, علمه البيان, he taught him بيان. بيان meaning speech and explanation of the Qur'an. Hence, when the Qur'an was revealed upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's knowledge increased and his explanation regarding the Qur'an increased as well. One fine example of knowledge in the Qur'an is mentioned in the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawud and the Sunan of Imam At-Tirmidhi, both books after the Sahih of Imam Muslim and the Sahih of Imam Bukhari are considered the third and the fourth most authentic books. On the authority of Sufyan al-Thawri radiallahu anhu, a great major Tabi'i scholar from Abu Ishaq, and with his chain he narrates, in buyittum al-laylata, and in another narration, in bayyattukum al-aduwu faqulu hamim la yunsarun, if you are surrounded by enemies, any type of enemies, then recite hamim la yunsarun, hamim, they will not be helped. Hamim are the verses which were recited today in the At-Taraweeh, in the beginning of various surah of the Quran, various chapters of the Quran. In here there is a dalil also that the Quran contains certain knowledges which are not clear and manifest if one were just to simply to recite the letters of the Quran. If one were to recite Hamim, he would not know what the meanings of Hamim, what meanings Hamim carries for him. Hence, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is telling us, if one becomes surrounded by enemies and he recites Hamim la yunsarun, Hamim la yunsarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the power of the Quran will help him. And this is also a dalil for those who read the awrad al-shadhiliyah. In the shadhili tariqah they have the Hamim and they recite this many a time, and many people may ask for a dalil. The dalil is clear. It is in the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawud and the Sunan of Imam At-Tirmidhi, where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam is telling us that the verse Hamim carries power of itself. In another hadith that is narrated in At-Tirmidhi, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, on the authority of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, قال إن الله كتب كتابا قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بألفي عام, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote a book prior to creating the heavens and the earth, prior to 1,000 years of creating the heavens and the earth. Now you should remember, when the word al-ard is mentioned, al-ard, because it is tabi' of samawat, what is meant is seven earths as well regarding the earth. However, the seven earths are not mutarakin, layer upon layer. Rather, they are planets. There is a planet below planet earth and a planet below that seven times. They are not layers of earth, mutarakin, as mentioned in many ahadith regarding the seven earths. However, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says as-samawat wal-ard and uses the singular for al-ard, the reason being because al-ard is tabi' al-samawat, it follows on from al-samawat, and samawat is understood to be seven. Hence, there is no need for repetition and saying as-sab'u al-aradin, the seven earths as well. So, the Quran is ikhtisar, shortage of speech, hence, and very, very eloquent. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficed by saying al-ard once. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote a book 1,000 years prior to creating the heavens and the earth. أَنْزَلَ مِنْهُ آيَتَيْنِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed from this book two verses. خَتَمَ بِهِمَا سُورَةَ الْبَقَرَةِ, and he finished with them two verses, the Surah Al-Baqarah. وَلَا يُقْرَأْ,
ولا يقرأ بهن في دار ثلاث ليال فيقربها شيطان.
That these verses are not recited in any house three times for 3 days, for 3 nights, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will vanquish that house from a shayateen.
Also mentioned regarding the fada'il of the Qur'an is what is mentioned in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad radiallahu anhu on the authority of Abu Darda radiallahu anhu from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من حفظ عشر آيات من أول سورة الكهف عثم من الدجال. Whomsoever memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, he is saved from the fitna of Al-Dajjal. And in another hadith, من قرأ سورة الكهف, whosoever recites Surah Al-Kahf يوم الجمعة, on the day of Jumu'ah, فهو معصوم, he is protected إلى ثمانية أيام من كل فتنة, up to 8 days from every type of tribulation. وإن خرج الدجال عثم منه, and if the Dajjal exits and comes out, because the Dajjal at the moment is on an island, as mentioned in the hadith of Fatima bint Qais in the Sahih of Imam Muslim رضي الله عنهما, where she mentions that the Dajjal is on an island. And regarding Surah Yasin and other Surah of the Quran, he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam informed us of knowledge regarding these Surah and the special qualities of these Surah. One prime example of knowledge given to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam when the Quran is revealed upon him is when the verse إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, when the verse إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ was revealed upon him sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and an opening, when this was revealed upon him sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam knew of his death sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will pass away very soon. This is reported on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. قال لما نزلت إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم نعيت إلي نفسي, that I knew of my death in this after the revelation of this verse. And he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away that very same year. And in a hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and in the Sahih of Imam Muslim on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anhu anha, قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يكثر في آخر أمره من قول, that he used to increase in saying prior to his passing away صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحان الله وبحمده أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه وقال إن ربي كان أخبرني أني سأرى علامة في أمتي, that my Lord used to inform me that I will see a sign in my nation. وأمرني إذا رأيتها أن أسبح بحمده, and he ordered me that if I see this sign in my nation that I pray, that I do tasbih of him to glorify him subhanahu wa ta'ala, بحمده, with his praise, وأستغفره, and I ask his forgiveness, إنه كان توابا, and he verily is off turning and off repenting. فقد رأيتها, and I have seen that sign. What is that sign? إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح إلى تمام السورة, that the sign which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioning to him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was the surah إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. This surah informed him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam of he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's passing away from this world. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء, that we have not left in this book from anything. Everything in this Quran has been explained. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Verily we have revealed upon you a book, تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, an explanation for everything for him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And as I mentioned in the dars on bid'ah and the aqsam of bid'ah and the types of bid'ah as mentioned by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, kullu bid'atin dalala. And certain people understand this to mean every innovation, whether deemed as good or bad, is an innovation of misguidance, as we mentioned previously. If they take the kullu in that sense to mean every, hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tibyanan li kulli shay, an explanation for everything for him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hence, regarding the Quran, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in a hadith narrated in al-Tabarani, أنزل القرآن على سبعة أحرف. The Quran has been revealed upon seven letters, literally. However, it means seven dialects and seven قراءات as well, according to some scholars. لكل حرف منها. And in another narration, لكل آية ظهر وبطن. For every ayah in the Quran, there is an apparent meaning and there is a hidden meaning. Now, a perfect example of a hidden meaning is حاميم لا ينصرون. حاميم, in the apparent, seems like two letters, حاميم. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has informed us that if one were to recite this, he will be protected from his enemies. This is an example of hidden meanings in the Quran, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِكُلِّ حَرْفٍ حَدٌ. And for every harf, there is a had, a limitation, or a definition. Rather, had here would mean a definition, a defining point. وَلِكُلِّ حَدٍ مُطَّلَعٌ. And for every defining point, there is something to be informed of. Something to be informed of. Hence, in the hadith, in the sunan of Imam At-Tirmidhi, a long hadith, and a famous hadith, and a sahih hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said regarding the Qur'an, وَهُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ, that the Qur'an is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a solid rope, a strong rope, the Qur'an. وَهُوَ ذِكْرُ الْحَكِيمِ, and it is a wise remembrance. The Qur'an is a wise remembrance. وَهُوَ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, and it is a straight path. The Qur'an is a straight path. وَهُوَ الَّذِي لَا تَزِيغُ بِهِ الْأَهْوَاءِ. If a person were to open the Qur'an, he would not become misguided. لَا تَزِيغُ بِهِ الْأَهْوَاءِ. زَاغَ يَزِيغُ means to become misguided. If one opens the Qur'an, he does not become misguided by opening the Qur'an. وَلَا تَلْتَبِسُ فِيهِ الْأَلْسِنَةُ. And the tongues do not cause misconception in the Qur'an. If one recites the Qur'an, he does not cause any type of misconception upon the one whom he is reciting to. So if someone recites a verse to the Qur'an is qawlul haqq, and there is no iltibas in his tongue. وَلَا تَشْبَعُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. And this is an interesting one. The ulama do not become satiated from the Qur'an. Meaning if the Qur'an is studied from cover to cover, and we know how many tafasir of the Qur'an have been written, and how many ahadith, works of hadith there are, the ulama will never be satisfied. This is why one of the good sicknesses of the tulabul ilm, the students of knowledge, is that they do not stop studying. There is no such thing as stop studying. You cannot stop studying. Hence the fallacy when people ask you, have you finished your course? Or have you finished studying? This is a fallacy for Al-Quran, because this does not apply for the Quran. It does not apply for the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Quran is studied from the cradle to the grave. وَلَا يَخْلُقُ عَلَى كَثْرَةِ الرَّدِ. And the Quran by repetition does not become outdated. If one recites the Quran again and again and again, the Quran does not become outdated. One of the words which the Sufiya give is to recite 100 times Surah Al-Fatiha after the Fajr prayer.
If one sits down and recites this wird, you will realize that one does not become tired and bored of reciting the Surah Al-Fatiha again and again and again. Hence, لا يخلق بكثرة الرد. It does not become outdated by much repetition. ولا تنقضي عجائبه. And this last part is why Shaykh Abdullah Siraj al-Din رضي الله عنه قدس سره العزيز mentioned this part. He said that the ajaib is plural of ajiba, those things which are wondrous. What did the jinnat say in Surah Al-Jinn when they heard the Quran? Inna sami'na Quranan ajaba. We have heard a Quran, a most wondrous Quran. A most wondrous Quran. And here the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is informing us that the wondrous nature of the Quran never finishes. This wondrous nature never finishes. You may take one verse of the Quran and you can pick up Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani or Tafsir Ruh al-Bayan and Tafsir of Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi and Tafsir al-Qurtubi and the variant Tafsir which have been written on the Quran, and each one will give you another interpretation. And then you sit with the ulama and they will give you verbal interpretations which you will not find written in books. There is certain ulama who can give you 50 different meanings of one verse of the Quran which have not been noted in notebooks. Rather, this knowledge has been passed down. And then if you sit with the Ahlul Tasawwuf, the people of Tasawwuf, they will give you much more meanings to the verses of the Quran. A point to note here with regards to the Arbabul Tasawwuf, the people of Tasawwuf, is the Qa'idah Tasawwuf, which goes against the Kitabullah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is rejected. What we are referring to here is that tasawwuf which is in accordance with the Kitabullah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, just in case a person has some wasawis even though shaitan is locked up. Rawa Ibn Abi Hatim an Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Ibn Abi Hatim narrates from on the authority of Ibn Abbas, إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ ذُو شُجُونٍ وَفُنُونٍ, that verily the Qur'an is of various funoon, sciences and shujoon. Shujoon here means disciplines. The Qur'an has many disciplines and many sciences. وَظُهُورٍ وَبُطُونٍ, and the Qur'an has a apparent and it has a inside. وَلَا تَنْقَضِي عَجَائِبُهُ, and it's wondrous nature will never finish. وَلَا تُبْلَغُ غَايَتُهُ, and its غَايَة, purpose, is never attained. The Qur'an is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kalamullah, and because it is a sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge contained therein, in the Qur'an, is endless. The knowledge contained in the Qur'an is endless. Hence, its purpose is never reached. You may get one tafsir for Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then another shaykh may come and give you another tafsir which you may not have grasped the first time. And then another shaykh may come and give you a third tafsir and a fourth and a fifth. But they do not contradict one another. Each tafsir does not contradict the other. Rather, they go hand in hand. And this is why Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu said, لو تكلمت لكم على سورة الفاتحة لأوقرت سبعين جملا, that if I talked and explained the Surah Al-Fatiha, just the Surah Al-Fatiha, I would have filled 70 camels with loads on their backs. Loads on their backs. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. So, like Shaykh Abdullah Siraj al-Din radiallahu anhu says, think about the knowledge of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If this is Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu speaking. Now, in the book Imba'ul Hay, its musannif, its author, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, he mentions that the saying of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu here does not refer to tafsir. It does not refer to tafsir of the Surah Al-Fatiha. Rather, it is the hidden meanings contained in the Surah Al-Fatiha. It is not just the lugha
and those apparent meanings of the Qur'an which all scholars can take, rather they are hidden meanings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to His servants. Hence, it was said in the Itqan of Imam Suyuti radiallahu anhu, quoting from the Qanun al-Ta'wil regarding the knowledges of the Qur'an, Ulum al-Qur'an, 50 ilman wa 400 ilmin wa 7000 ilmin wa 70000 ilmin. Some of them said that the Quran contains 50 knowledges. Another one came and retorted him and said 400 knowledges. Another one came and retorted him and said 7000 knowledges. And then another came and retorted him and said 70000 knowledges contained in the Quran. على عدد كلم القرآن مضروبة في أربعة إذ لكل كلمة ظهر وبطن وحد ومطلع. And then for each kalima of the Quran, for each letter of the Quran, there is a apparent meaning and a hidden meaning and a had, a point of, how did I translate had?
Limitation,
there's a second translation I gave. Defining, a definition, a had, a definition of the Qur'an, wa muttala', and that thing which will inform you of more knowledge of the Qur'an. Hence, the Qur'an contains knowledges which an average human being cannot comprehend, and these knowledges are contained within the Qur'an. This is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was given such knowledges by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And the hikmah here, as I mentioned before, is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. An example of this, a good example of this, is الله سبحانه وتعالى كما أنه سبحانه سمى السنة النبوية بالميزان. الله سبحانه وتعالى turns the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم as ميزان. ميزان means a scale, recited in Surah Ar-Rahman. The brother recited at the beginning of the dars. الله سبحانه وتعالى says ووضع الميزان, and الله سبحانه وتعالى has placed a ميزان. This mizan, a scale, is in one interpretation is referring to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explains the Quran to the ummah. A perfect example of this is a hadith narrated in the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawud and the Sunan of Imam At-Tirmidhi, عن المقداد رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, ألا إني أتيت الكتاب ومثله معه. Verily I have been given the kitab, meaning the kitabullah, and something similar to it with it. This in reality is a part of a hadith. What happened was that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was sitting down, and he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned that a time will come upon people where a man will recline on a couch, sitting down, reclining on his couch, with a full belly. The man will have a full belly, and he will say to the people, take the kitabullah, take the mushaf, take the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever you find in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be haram, make it haram. And whatever you find in the kitabullah to be halal, make it halal. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this as a portent of the end of times. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that verily that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam makes haram becomes haram. Hence the carnivorous animals, the ones with the carnivorous animals, are not mentioned in the Quran of being to be haram. They're not mentioned in the Quran of being haram, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made them haram. the domestic ass, the donkey, the domestic donkey, which is haram. That is not mentioned in the Quran. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, that verily I have been given the kitab, al-kitab, the book of Allah, and something similar to it, with it, meaning the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the man he was referring to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most likely referring to a group of people which we know who call themselves Ahlul Quran, who reject the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Rather, they do not deserve the title Ahlul Quran. They deserve the title Ahlul Dalala, the people of misguidance, because they reject the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Another example of the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has been mentioned is the vastness of his knowledge sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned regarding his granting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam vastness in knowledge, like a hadith كَمَا دَلَّ عَلَيْهِمَا رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِ, as Imam al-Bukhari mentions in his Sahih, عَنْ Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and the authority of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, قَالْ قَامَ فِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stood amongst us, مَقَامًا فَأَخْبَرَنَا عَنْ بَدْءِ الْخَلْقِ, and he informed us regarding the beginning of creation. So everything regarding the beginning of creation was granted to him sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. حَتَّى دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةَ وَأَهْلُ النَّارِ النَّارِ, until the people of paradise entered the paradise, and the people of the hellfire entered the hellfire. حَفِظَهُ مَنْ حَفِظَهُ, and whosoever retained this, retained it, memorized it. وَنَّثِيَهُ مَنْ نَثِيَهُ, and whosoever forgot this information which he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned, forgot this. In another hadith narrated in the Sahihain, قَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِينَ مَقَامًا مَا تَرَكَ فِيهِ شَيْئًا, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stood amongst us. مَا تَرَكَ فِيهِ شَيْئًا, he did not leave anything in this speech of his sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. إِلَى قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ, up until the day of the hour of the resurrection. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned everything from the beginning of creation by the will of Allah till the people enter the Jannah and till the people enter the hellfire. إِلَّا ذَكَرَهُ, he did not mention anything regarding the people between the beginning of creation until the people enter the Jannah, except he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned that. عَلِمَهُ مَنْ عَلِمَهُ, and he who knew it, knew it. وَجَهِلَهُ مَنْ جَهِلَهُ, and whoever became ignorant of it, became ignorant of it, meaning forgot it. In another hadith narrated عن عمر بن أخطب الأنصاري رضي الله عنه, not Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه, قال صلى بنا رسول الله, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم prayed amongst us one day, يوما الفجر وسعد المنبر, that he صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم prayed the Fajr prayer and ascended the minbar. فخطبنا حتى حضرت الظهر, and he gave us a khutbah, a lecture sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, until the Zuhr prayer came. فَنَزَلَ فَصَلَّى, and he descended the minbar and prayed with the sahaba. ثُمَّ سَعِدَ الْمِنْبَرَ, and then he ascended the minbar. فَخَطَبَنَا, and he gave us a lecture. حَتَّى حَضَرَتِ الْعَصْرُ, until the Asr prayer came in. فَنَزَلَ فَصَلَّى ثُمَّ سَعِدَ الْمِنْبَرَ, then he prayed and then he climbed the minbar again. فَخَطَبَنَا حَتَّى غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسُ, and he lectured us up until the shams went down, till the Maghrib prayer came in. فَأَخْبَرَنَا بِمَا, and this wording is very interesting. فَأَخْبَرَنَا, he informed us,
بِمَا هُوَ كَائِنٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. He informed us of that which will take place up until the day of resurrection. فَأَعْلَمُنَا أَحْفَظُنَا. And the most learned of us is the most memorized of us. And I'll mention one more hadith because the brothers seem very tired to me. I'll mention one more hadith and inshallah we'll continue next week from this section of the book. As mentioned in the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Abu Dawood being the third or the fourth scholar, his collection being the third or the fourth most relied upon collection from the six books of hadith. Imam Abu Dawood mentioned on the authority of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, وَاللَّهِ مَا أَدْرِي أَنَسِيَ أَصْحَابِ أَمْ تَنَاسَوْا. Wallahi, I do not understand whether my companions have forgotten or they pretend to forget. Wallahi, مَا تَرَكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَآلِهُ وَسَلَّمْ. Verily, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not leave مِنْ قَائِدِ فِتْنَةٍ, from a leader of a tribulation, any leader of any tribulation, إِلَىٰ أَمْ تَنْقَضِيَ الدُّنْيَا, until the world will finish. يَبْلُغُ مَنْ مَعَهُ ثَلَاثُ مِئَةٍ فَسَاعِدًا. Such a leader whose followers will reach 300 and more. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam mentioned him. Any leader whose followers will number 300 and more. إِلَّا سَمَّاهُ لَنَا. Except that he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam named that leader to us. بِسْمِهِ وَاسْمِ أَبِيهِ وَاسْمِ قَبِيلَتِهِ. With his name and the name of his father and the name of his tribe. Hence, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned the people who will lead strife and tribulation, who will lead strife and tribulation from his time sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam till the day of resurrection, any one person who would have 300 followers and more. So you can imagine how many leaders, how many troublemakers, how many local troublemakers as well were mentioned to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. This indeed is a miracle of him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and a gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأتوب إليه.